Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we're talking about the Joker. Who's your favorite Joker? Comic book, movie, TV form? Tell us. Who is your favorite Joker? We'll be having that conversation. As well as Batman appearing in Justice League versus Bizarro League. There's Batman on there. Definitely different from the Lego movie Batman, if you guys remember that voice. And that kind of attitude. And then we'll also discuss about the new Batman Lego movie. Are you guys going to watch it? Are we already burned out from this cuteness of the Batman Legos? We'll discuss that as well. So join us on Batman Talk at 917-889-3033. Let's go to our first caller from area code 469.
Superboy, go from Krypton.
What's up, sir? How's it going?
Pretty good.
So tonight we'll be talking about the Joker. Who is your favorite Joker? So don't answer that yet. Let me open all the lines first from Mirko 239. Who is this?
Because of Batman. Matt from Florida.
Nice.
I did the Because of Batman from How It Should Have Ended.
Because of Batman.
Yeah.
Great impersonation there, Matt the Batman. From Mary Code 469, who is this?
Firestorm.
Hello? Is it Firestorm again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got your better half with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of freaky. Okay, yeah, so we have Firestorm with us,
freaky.
Dr. Stein and Ronnie.
Oh, man.
I'm having a lot of dirty thoughts about these guys being together. Like,
I know. Every time Jesus goes to me or Chris, it's like he gets shot in the ass with a tranquilizer. He goes nappy.
Yeah. Gee, I'm like, it's you guys again.
You know what I picture?
Okay, all right. Let me snap out of it. The tranquilizer's wearing off now. Okay, so let's talk about Joker villains. I want to hear your opinion. This week we were introduced with the Gotham's Joker with the name of Jerome. And then we also, if we want to start with the movies, we had the Michael Keaton Joker with Jack Nicholson, Batman 66 with Cesar Romero's Batman, Heath Ledger's Joker in the Dark Knight, and then also the comic books. There's the ones I remember were obviously the Dark Knight Returns Joker and also A Time to Kill. Joker, I believe that's the title. I could be incorrect, but that's the one where he shoots Barbara Gordon. Yeah, the Killing Joke. Sorry. Yeah.
Say,
A Time to Kill is the movie. Yeah. Yeah. And then also there's the Joker from what's the other one? Where he cuts his face off in the, from
the New
52.
Oh, the New 52,
That Joker as well. So we're going to go, you know, I want to ask you guys, you know, even the Lego Joker, if you want to pick that one as the best Joker, that's fine. But tell me why. Why does that Joker specifically stand out for you? All right, who wants to take a hit? Dr. Stein, let's go to you.
My favorite is the animated series.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one by, is that the one voiced by Luke
Mark
Skywalker?
Hamill.
Mark Hamill?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader?
Yeah. Yeah, but
tell
I
us
liked
why.
It. It was good. I mean, because it's, I mean, it's been copied, it's tried to been imitated, but never duplicated. I mean, it's one that is, singularly one of the best ones for me. I mean, whenever I hear that voice or laugh, I mean, you know, it's so good that they try to get other people to imitate him for the video games, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that him in the Lego game?
No.
Oh. Interesting. How they would get, like, Kevin Smith and Jeff Johns' voice, but they won't get his voice. That's weird.
It probably wants too much.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's check on the other half of you. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, what's your favorite Joker? And tell us why.
Ronald.
Ronald.
I do like Ronald.
Okay. All right. Ronald.
I do like the Ronald. I think he did it quite well acting out of it, you know, and the way he changed, you know, into being Jerome. You know, being asked what happened and being accused, and then when he accepted it, you know, and you know, just crazy, you know, he was so Joker-like. So.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that's a first for someone that just recently premiered this week.
Yeah.
You just say that so far that's the best Joker you've seen.
That's the question I'm asking.
What?
I'm gonna have to go.
Oh man.
Hello?
Ronald?
Sorry. Robbie,
it like
fades
out.
Come to the phone right
it's
now.
Like,
yeah,
he's like,
hey, someone shot him with a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go
to
you, Joe.
Now.
Give us your favorite Joker of all time as of now, since we haven't seen Jared Leto yet. But as of now.
Okay, well, you just spoiled it, because I was going to say, I'm going to go ahead and say it. We haven't seen it, but Jared Leto, I'm going to predict, is going to be the best Joker we've ever seen. And I know that's sacrilege to the Heath Ledger fans, but I'm gonna call it right now. Heath Ledger. Jared Leto is gonna be the best Joker, man. I just know it. And
who are you picking?
Jared Leto. And news just broke today that he's gaining weight for the role. He's eating vegan tacos. So that's interesting that he's gaining weight for the role.
Yeah, but you can't pick Jared Leto. Who would be second then?
Who would be second?
Don't say the guy that replaces Jerry Leto in 3 years.
No, okay. You know what? I'm gonna go old school. I'm gonna pick Cesar Romero from the 60s.
Yeah. Ooh, delicious, delicious.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. Even with his mustache, he was still really good.
Oh, I'm like, come on. He said, "Don't f with my mustache. It's gonna stay." And they're like, "All right, we'll just put makeup over the mustache."
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, delicious.
He's a good Joker.
That's all I remember is delicious, delicious.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid.
As a kid. Okay, so, Matt from Florida, you did give us which one again?
Heath Ledger. He does the best Joker ever.
in the Dark Knight movies. The Dark Knight is probably one of my favorite Batman movies ever. And I also
and tell us why. Why do you pick him as your favorite?
I mean, he just did so good, especially at that Batman and Joker interrogation scene. He just did so good, especially at that scary, intense scene where that kid dressed up as Batman. I mean, where he was in that camera scene and Bruce was watching the TV and the guy on the news was seeing the
Joker
image is disturbing.
Slapping him around.
Yeah, and he goes, "Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me."
Yeah, and that scene was very intense. And
now, let me ask you guys this, now that we've gone through everybody. Oh, let me give you mine before I move on. I'm with you guys, Heath Ledger. I mean, I'm like, he was one freaky mother effer. And I love how they didn't explain the scars, even though he tried to explain it in, like, two different stories, you know, how he got his scars. And I love how his makeup was more like war paint rather than, oh, I'm going to, you know, make myself like a clown. You know, it's more like a war paint kind of deal. So that was great.
Yeah.
And he was always one step ahead of the others in the Dark Knight movie. And I love that. I love when the villain is so far ahead and, you know, the people are just struggling to keep ahead. And I just love the way they portrayed the Joker in that movie. So, yeah. Okay, so, and of course, there's no right or wrong answer. So, you know.
No.
So see, Chris, you could be okay with Jerome.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. This next topic. So, we're going to get Batman versus Superman, right? But we're going to get Suicide Squad. Is that Suicide Squad's first, right? Or is it after Batman?
No, after. He comes out in August the same year.
Okay, now here's my question. Do you think there'll be a hint or an image or a photograph of Jared Leto as the Joker?
Yes.
In Batman vs. Superman? Or do you think they're just going to leave it alone and let Suicide Squad go and then have the Joker in the universe? Because if they are doing the Dark Knight, the Joker is alive. I mean, as far as we know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask you guys, do you think there's going to be a hint of Jared Leto in the new Batman versus Superman? Let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah. I think I had a feeling because when...
why do you think so?
Well,
because movie pilots are so...
I'm thinking probably after...
Did you read that on movie pilots? No, I'm not going to say.
Probably after the credit scenes, we'll see the Joker locked up in Arkham Asylum and Amanda...
Oh, that'd be great.
...and recruit him for the Suicide Squad.
And then, what's this rumor about Batman Beyond? Like, they're going to have that movie.
Yeah, I read about that at Movie Pilot.
They're not going to do that. They're not.
He read that at Movie Pilot. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
That should be the
Movie
next
Pilot
Batman
has
film.
Everything, right, Matt?
Yeah. I got tons of Marvel stuff to talk about on the next podcast.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Do you think there's
going
to be
really
a cameo of Jared Leto in Batman v Superman?
I never gave it much thought. We might see like a little tease. I don't think we'll actually see the actor in makeup and costume.
Right.
We
what about like
see,
a like a wanted, you know, or like a mugshot
something
or something?
Like, something on the wall. Batman sees something. Yeah, maybe. But I don't know if we'll see necessarily see the actor. So that'd be cool though if it did happen. But I kind of doubt it. I think they're going to save him for Suicide Squad.
Okay, let's go to Dr. Stein.
No.
Steiner, how lovely.
What?
Wow.
Huh?
No, I don't think that's good. I don't think it's
Dr. Stein?
No, you're
sorry,
not.
Sorry,
Stein,
we got our lines crossed.
Who got their lines crossed?
Oh, gosh.
We did.
Innuendo. Don't cross the stream, guys.
Innuendo all over that one.
They just came out of the closet. Let's go.
All right. Hold on. All right. So I don't believe we'll see the Joker, but we will see Harley Quinn for sure at the end.
Oh, cool.
I think we will see.
A Batman v Superman.
I can see that.
And where did you read this?
I read it. I read it on Fat Man on Batman.
Okay. All right. Woo. Because we're giving Movie Pilot way too many plugs.
Those guys just throw everything at the wall.
They want something.
Right? Anything that pops in your mind, they wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Zeus, did you see the new artwork for the logo for the Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, I saw that.
There's supposed to be an announcement coming up this month or the beginning of next month.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm not kidding, man. I was having lunch with my friend that works at Sony, and we're just chilling in one of the tables between the offices outside and eating my lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then I was there for a meeting with him. We're talking about something. And then I look up and I go, hey, that's Devon Jackson. And then, Devon Franklin. And then he goes, oh, he's like Will Smith's guy, and he was telling me about him. And then I said, oh, let me look him up. So I looked him up, and he is working on Masters of the Universe. And I thought that was amazing.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
He's one of the guys that's spearheading it over there. Columbia Pictures, or Sony, Columbia, I don't know, forget. But he's spearheading
it.
Yeah,
they're the same. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's go to you, Dr. Stein. Do you want to answer your...
Did you even answer the question?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did. I said Harley Quinn. You got to go to Ronnie Raymond. Come on, Ronnie, step up.
Wasn't even the question. The question was, do you think we'll see Jared Leto?
And I say no. We were not playing. I responded.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
No, I don't think it was me, Tommy. Because I think it's too late.
It's too late? Oh, come on.
It's too late to apologize.
Yeah, man. Robert Downey Jr. went back in on the Avengers and added that shawarma scene 2 weeks before the premiere.
There you go. See, we didn't need no shawarma.
No.
Or shmegma. Whatever.
Yeah.
Ew. All right, so I'm going to open the door. Not the door, but open the floor to you guys. I want to ask you. Not that door. I want to ask you guys anything about Batman. Are you guys? Did you guys hear about that rumor about the Batman Beyond movie?
No, that's a new one.
But I don't have Movie Pilot on my Twitter feed either, so I'm not gonna hear things like that.
I'm sure they already wrote it. Let me go.
Yeah.
Let me see who wrote that. But yeah, I thought it was kind of weird that they're gonna have. Like a universe in the future, or maybe they're setting that up for like maybe a Justice Society. Yeah, Legions of Superheroes. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
there you
go.
I heard about the Legion.
I heard about the Legion rumor. That would be awesome, dude, to see a Legion of Superheroes movie. Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? Great.
No, I'm not kidding.
Great.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm kidding. So let's see. Is this where DC is headed? Okay, so Batman Beyond. Let's see. There's been tons of fan art. And for some reason, people take that as the actual designs for the costumes.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, yep, it took me to Movie Pilot. So they wrote about it somehow.
Oh, my God.
They have everything here.
Matt's face on there? On the page?
I think so, yeah. Most poster.
I said Matt.
Most commenter, yeah. And this is Bazinga. So here's the poll that they have on here. And, you know, once we're done, I'm going to turn this off. But the question is Batman Beyond the future? Question mark.
Yeah, I mean, technically he is the future, yeah.
Right, he is the... who do you cast if, let's say you were running Warner Brothers as the cast member for Batman Beyond? Let's go to you, Dr. Stein.
Steiner.
Dr. Stein?
Chris, I would... Yeah, sorry about that. I was near Ronnie's ass. So I couldn't hear the phone. I would...
No wonder Ronnie was quiet.
Yeah.
I would cast Joe Bernal.
Wow.
Wow. Interesting. And tell us why.
I think you would be a good Batman. Sorry, Terry McGinnis.
Nice.
He's got the buns, he's got the muscles, and he got a big butt.
Wow.
Thanks for keeping this show very entertaining.
Family friendly.
Let's go to you, Kristen Kandor. Who would you cast as Batman Beyond?
Wow. That's a good question. I mean, it's got to be somebody who... Wow. I can't think of any right now.
Just pull any random guy from the CW show, a young guy.
Ronnie, can you move your foot? It's next to my face.
Wow. I will go with maybe...
Jared, the guy who was on Supernatural.
Darn you.
Darn you,
Jared
dude.
Padalecki.
That was my pick.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
I was going to say Jensen Ackles, if he was younger.
Oh, okay. No, I'm going to say Jared.
Oh, the guy with the long hair? Nah, I don't see that.
Yeah,
What about you, Joe? Who would you cast?
I was going to say Jensen Ackles if he was a little bit younger. If he's maybe 10 years younger, he'd be a perfect Jerry McGinnis. Let me see. Let me pick someone else. Dang, you know, I really don't know too many young people, though, in Hollywood. Like, I don't keep up with the younger ones. I don't know, man. That's a good question. You could pick anyone, really. I mean, you could pick anybody, any young guy could probably get the job done. From Hollywood, I'd say make him a Hispanic guy. How about Jay Hernandez and Terry McGinnis? That'd be a good one.
There you go. And what's the news with Jay Hernandez that we heard today?
Oh, supposedly he got cast as El Diablo. He's making a small cameo in Suicide Squad along with Killer Frost and Sharkhead and all these other villains from Rogues Gallery.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything you guys want to talk about Batman related? Let's go to you, Chris.
No. I'm good.
What?
He said he's good.
I'm good. All right. What about you, Joe?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about was what do you guys feel about Jared Leto saying that he's gaining weight for the Joker role? Does that mean, like fat? Did he try to get fatter? Is he gaining muscle? Like, what kind of Joker are we looking
at? I would say more muscle.
You think more muscle?
Yeah.
Well, he was in an interview with a billboard person, you know, from that billboard thing, and he was saying, you know, I hope it's okay if I'm eating these vegan tacos. I'm like, come on, dude, you got to eat more than that if you're trying to put on weight. Vegan tacos.
Yeah.
That's not gonna cut.
All right. I wanted to try something new with you guys. I wanted to see how good you guys are at knowing the Caped Crusader. We're going to take an online quiz right now, and I'm going to read you the question and give you the options, and let's all agree on an answer and see how good we know Batman. All right?
Wow,
I think this will
you.
Be fun, right? Here we go.
How dare you.
When was the first Batman movie released? The very first Batman movie.
Well, there's technically 1989, but do you count the
now the
Batman
here's
movie?
Here's the multiple question the multiple answers 1968, 43, or 66.
1968.
Let's I would say 68 because they came after the series, right?
Yes.
1943.
Okay, we're picking 68.
No, 43 was
43.
And we are wrong. The very first one is 43.
Oh,
there
wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What is the Penguin's real name? First one is Benjamin Hammer, Albert Pennyworth, and Oswald Cobblepot.
Of course, it's the third one.
Oswald Cobblepot. All right, we're good. Who writes the current Batman comic issues? Brian Azzarello, Scott Snyder, or Jeff Johns?
Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder, let's see. Bing, 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 bing. Good, good, good. Okay, moving on. Who voiced Batman in 7 different cartoon series? Mark Hamill, Timothy Dale, or Kevin Conroy?
Duh, Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy, yep. Bing, 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 bing. He goes, who got shot during the Killing Joke storyline? Oh, I guess we know
Barbara
that
Gordon.
One. Barbara Gordon. Gordon, yes. Bing, bing, bing. All right, which of the following exclamations was not used on the 1966 through 68 TV show Batman? Holy, Holly, Popsicle. Second one is Holly, Olio. Third one is Holy, Hutzpah.
I'm going to say the second one.
All right, Olio is incorrect. It was Holy, Holly, Popsicle.
Okay.
All right. Which of these bad guys never fought Batman? Okay, we have Clayface, Killer Croc, Zaz, and Tigra.
The fourth one.
I would
one.
Say...
Tigra.
Tigra? Okay, Tigra. Yeah, because that seems more like a Wonder Woman. Yep, we are correct. Okay, we have, where did Harley Quinn meet the Joker? Question mark. Gotham Police Station, Arkham Asylum, or Gotham General?
Arkham
Asylum it is. Okay. What was the Huntress original last name? Helena Bertinelli? Helena Wayne?
I think it's Bertinelli.
Bertinelli, yeah. Oh, it's wrong. It's Helena Wayne. Holy crap.
What, really? Wow.
Yeah. What was Barbara Gordon's nickname after she got shot by the Joker? Oracle?
Oracle.
The letter
Oracle.
B? The Watcher.
Oracle,
I would say. Yep. All right, let's see. After leaving his place by Batman's side, Dick Grayson took the name Deadly Nightmoon or Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Nightwing it is. All right, let's see. Who broke Batman's back, Killer Croc, the Joker,
Bane.
Or Bane? Bane it is. All right, what is the date of Bruce's birthday? May 20th, February 19th, It Was Never Revealed, or March 1st?
May 20th.
February 19th
is today.
February 19th, let's go. Boom, you're right, it is.
February 19th?
It is, let's see.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's birthday is February 19th.
Wow.
Did Rachel Dawes exist in the comic book? Yes or no, guys?
No.
Yes.
Everybody says no?
I say no. She didn't.
Anyone?
Not that I remember.
Okay, no is correct. All right, who was working with Batman since his debut? Alfred, Robin, or Commissioner Gordon? I would say...
Alfred.
Robin. Alfred, right?
Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred.
Robin.
Yeah.
Robin.
Alfred.
Oh, incorrect.
Robin.
Incorrect, it's Commissioner Gordon.
Fuck that guy.
Since his debut?
Yeah. Which Robin was killed by the Joker? Jason Todd? Batman, Damian Wayne, or Dick Grayson?
Jason Todd.
Yes, Jason Todd it is. All right, let's see. We're almost done here. Who killed Bruce Wayne's parents? The Joker, Jack O'Connor, or Joe Chill?
Joe Chill.
Joe Chill, it is. Yeah.
Was it Joe Chill? Okay.
Yeah, it is. What was Dick Grayson's profession before he became Robin? A martial arts instructor, circus acrobat, or a baseball player?
Circus.
All right. Yes, it is. Which villain developed a powerful formula capable of turning men into hulking beasts? The Joker, Bane, or Hugo Strange?
I think it's Hugo Strange, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hugo Strange it is. Let's see. What's the name of Mr. Freeze's wife? Laura, Nora, or Emily?
Nora. Nora.
Nora, it is. All right, cool. So we got, let's see, out of 20, we got how many right? We got 16 out of 20. Not bad. Not bad
does
at all.
Rate what kind of fan, does it rate what kind of fan you are? By your
let's see.
Right?
Let's see. Nope. It just says you got 16 out of 20.
Oh,
all right. With that note, we're ending Batman Talk. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Have a good night.
Good night.